Drive Time World Radio Switzerland, the all-new gadget guru Paul Bristow is here with a look at what's happening in the world of tech. Afternoon, Paul.
Afternoon, Tony.
And the big focus over the past week has been the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It has been absolutely everywhere in the media.
Yeah, that's because it's the biggest consumer electronics show in the world.
Why do they have it at this time of the year? Is it to set up what is coming up in the world of tech during the coming year?
Yeah, for the American market specifically, they have this show at the beginning of the year to try and sell all the products into the stores for the whole of 2015.
You have been there. How big is this place?
This place is basically twice the size of all of Palexpo. You know, they never have Palexpo all used for one thing.
Yeah.
Well, you'd need two of them.
Is that right? How long does it take you to actually get around and have a look at all of the tech stuff, and how much stuff is actually there?
Well, the show is four days. It usually takes the whole 4 days. And there were, well, this year there were 160,000 people, 52,000 stands.
No.
20,000 new products announced.
20,000 new products. What were some of the standouts, some of the highlights for you when you joined us last week? Paul, you were talking about the wearable technology.
So there were thousands and thousands of wearables. There were new smartwatches, and interestingly, they're coming in from different segments in the world now. So Sony, Lenovo, Alcatel, so computer companies, mobile phone companies, are announcing new smartwatches. LG, even Swarovski, has announced a new watch.
A crystal smartwatch.
A crystal smartwatch, yeah.
There was a local one that I had in the news last week as well from Le Locle, the watchmaking valley here in the region. Withings or Withings? It looks like an analog watch, but it's a smartwatch.
For me, that's cool. I prefer
retro
analog watches, so
love
that's
it.
Much better.
How many of these 20,000 new products that they launched would actually succeed, make it to the market and become the next big thing? One?
That's a really good question. A lot of things do get announced at CES and never come out there. But, for example, this year there's one, my favourite wearable, which is called Belty.
Belty. Tell us all about Belty. I like the name.
Well, Belty is a smart belt because, as the CEO says, belt technology has not changed in two centuries.
It's true. The old analog belt has had a good run.
Yep. So this one, it actually monitors not just all of your activity, but also your waistline. So if you eat too much at lunchtime, it will expand a little bit.
No way. And automatically.
And then it will shrink back up as you digest your food, he says delicately, to avoid your trousers falling down.
How much did you have for lunch today, Paul? But remember the old days, you'd get a leather belt. You'd have it for the better part of 20 years. And, when you needed to expand it, you'd just get a few more holes punched in the belt, and you'd just tighten it up when you'd lost a bit of weight. And this addresses all of that, really, doesn't it?
This does address all of that, but I think we'll have to see if consumers are really ready for a digital belt.
How much... Here's the big $64 million question. How much is a digital belt going to cost you? Price range?
No idea at all. You can usually tell if products are prototypes or not at CES by seeing if pricing is announced.
And as they say, if you ask the price, perhaps you may not be able to afford it.
That's true.
I guess a part of this is also testing the market, going, okay, we've got this idea, we've done a bit of crowdfunding, we're going to come out with this digital belt, and we'll just see what the response from the marketplace is like.
Yep, but it is quite dangerous to do that at CES, because with 20,000 product announcements, you really have to be something special to stand out.
You do need to make a big impression, that's for sure. What was the one thing you saw? And I'm sure you looked at all 20,000 of them there, Paul. The new gadget guru, Paul Bristow, joins us here on World Radio Switzerland. What was the one thing that you saw and you looked at and you went, apart from the Belty, I want one of those?
Apart from the Belty. Sharp introduced a new form of display technology called freeform display tech. And this means that in the future, we will no longer be stuck with square screens. So we can have any shape at all. So you can expect round tablets, hexagonal, anything at all. This, I think, is amazingly cool. This takes us to Star Trek land.
What shape would you like to have?
I like hexagons.
Hexagon, there you go. Might be a bit hard to watch the new series of House of Cards in a hexagonal shape, but do you know, I had a friend when I was at university, he was into all things tech, and he designed this, those projectors they used to use in the classroom that would just project things up onto a screen?
Yep.
He actually put one of those facing up to the roof of his bedroom, the ceiling, mm-hmm. and connected it through to his TV. So he was able to lie there in bed. I mean, bear in mind, this is going back 15, 20 years. This was high tech for back then. Mm-hmm. So he could watch TV on his ceiling as he was lying in bed.
That sounds the sort of thing that you can actually get little LED projectors nowadays to do that. So that makes it relatively simple to do these days.
I actually think he's still in bed watching TV. I've got one for you this afternoon, Paul.
Go for it.
Technic. Ever heard of the expression? Technic, yeah.
No clue.
Technic, constant neck bending. It's now a condition when we're using computer screens and smart devices is leading to a condition that doctors call technic.
So this is all these people on the tube that are just bending their heads down to look at the...
Sitting at the computer screen in the office, at home on the smart device. And yeah, you kind
of... I have a solution for this.
What's your solution?
Lift your phone up.
There you go. Problem solved. As they say, dermatologists say that premature aging and wrinkling of the neck has become a bigger problem in younger generations.
Ooh.
Solution, as Paul was saying, just lift the device up. There you go. That'll be the big thing at CES next year, Paul.
What, a robot arm to lift your phone up? Maybe you should put it on a selfie stick.
That's it?
Put your So everybody be on the tram holding up their phones on selfie sticks just so that they can read without getting technic.
Aren't they the big rage at the moment? Just like you, to get in touch with Paul to learn more about the open source platform Pangloss Labs, you can go to their website, pangloslabs1word.org. That's spelled PANGLOSS, pangloslabs.org, or the Geneva Tech Group Hackerspace, who don't hack, by the way, do they, Paul?
Definitely not.
They meet every Tuesday night. We'll look forward to catching up with you next Tuesday, 4:45, right here on Drive. The new Gadget Guru, Paul Bristow. Thanks,
Tony.